Hi, if I could take a moment of your time before we start, if you've enjoyed previous episodes or if you enjoy this episode, if you could subscribe on the platform that you listen to, that would be really helpful. It helps us get more guests and push the podcast forward. Thanks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, welcome back to the Car Chat podcast. Now, for this podcast, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. Basically, there's a couple of things I just wanted to sort of talk about, and I don't have a guest with me at the moment. So the format for this will be a much shorter length thing, but based on sort of some news-ish related items and my thoughts. Now, I'd love to know what you think, if you like it. Probably one of the best ways of letting me know is comment on one of my recent Instagram posts or something like that, at Sam Moore's photo. Then I can reply and whatever. I haven't got another method of communication yet, unless you send me an email or something. But the first thing I'd like to talk about is the McLaren Speedtail. Now, I don't know what happened. It's a car that had been hyped so much as the replacement to the McLaren F1. Now, I think the original McLaren F1 has got taken on this sort of mythical status. I think it looks much better in the GT form, so the form it took when it went racing, it looks insane, and it's what it accomplished was amazing. And to sort of bring that back, the three-seater thing, as a hyper GT is what the Speedtail falls into the category of, or what it's been marketed as. And I guess that's the sort of like kind of comfy luxury cruiser that can also go 250 odd miles an hour. Now, I kind of thought when this car was going to be released that it was going to be the fastest thing on the planet, or have something completely crazy about it versus other cars that are out now. And McLaren have gone down this line recently of saying we're doing function over form. And it sounds a bit like their kind of excuse for why their latest cars look horrific. Well, okay, that's a bit harsh. They don't look horrific. The Senna is an ugly car. It 100% is an ugly car. Now, and I think their sort of form over function factor with that car has potentially, or sorry, function over form factor with that car has definitely bitten them in the arse a bit, because I don't think they've sold them all yet. Just something on the grapevine I've been hearing. And despite it being exceptionally capable track car. Now, I don't know what the owners of them think. My buddy Tim, Shmi 150, is getting one. His in not very long, I think. So I'm very interested to see what he he thinks of that car. But to me, I don't really get it. But that doesn't mean that makes sense. I think if you're going to go for the fastest thing on track, you just get a race car. Now, there is something to be said for being able to drive to the track and back. But I guess it probably, the idea is it delivers this unreal performance on the road. Anyway, back to the speed tail. Now, I just don't know what happens. Like, during the design process, surely someone just said, would have gone, yeah, guys, like, but it looks a bit crap. Like, what? I don't know. I haven't seen it in the flesh. Whether I will see one in the flesh, I don't know. There's 105, I think, of them. It's the same number of as F1s. I believe that's the idea. They've all sold out, in theory, pending everyone seeing the design and agreeing, etc., etc. I think everyone will probably still go forward with their order if they're after something like this. The three seats, it's got three seats, which is really cool. I've been in an F1 with two people. My friend was driving, and then me and another friend were in the back, and it was just the most surreal experience driving around, looking across at your mate, and then looking at the driver, and then looking back, and then looking at each other in this weird triangle of just joy. But so maybe you'll capture some of that in the speed tail. Some of the tech features on that car are pretty cool. It doesn't have wing mirrors. Now, that's not a particularly crazy thing, but I don't know whether there is another production car that doesn't have wing mirrors. I may be wrong. Let me know. The windscreen has a tinting electronic. You can electronically tint it for depending on how much sunlight is. I thought that was quite a cool feature. But let's come back to the main thing they've advertised this car at is it's meant to be insanely fast. Now, the F1, when it came out, was way faster than everything else. And obviously nowadays, there's a lot more brands involved in this sort of thing, and that's a harder thing to do. But if you're going to say, look, we've made it this crazy design, it's not the best of looking things, but it's going to be crazy fast, it needs to be faster than everything else. And it's not. So if you just go for top speed, I think the problem, not necessarily the problem, but the reason they've chosen, it's going to do 250 miles an hour, and that is tyre limited. Now, we don't know what its ultimate top speed will be, but that is limited by the, whatever it is, it's the Cup 2 or something, can only do 250 miles an hour. Now, other cars that are, you know, known for being fast, we've got the Chiron. Now, that's got a 261 mile an hour top speed. So that car's been out for a couple of years, and this is slower than that. The McLaren will get to 300 kilometers an hour, which is, I think it's 186, that sort of amount, in 12.8 seconds, which is faster than the Chiron. But then there's this company called Koenigsegg, and they've been around for a while, and they make really fast cars. So I don't know, like, the Koenigseggs look awesome. They look insane, and they're insanely fast. So their current top car, the Regera, which has a hybrid powertrain and only one gear, will do 0-300 in 10.9 seconds. Now, that is basically 2 seconds faster than the McLaren. Now, no one's particularly using these speed and numbers and stuff, but if you're going for that performance figure, that top number, you've got to be faster than everyone else. And if not, just throw the whole thing out the window and make it look really cool. The Agera RS, which is another Koenigsegg, they took to a road, I believe it was in Texas, and their test driver did an average speed of 278 miles an hour, which is, to go down a public road, I know it's very flat, and they closed it for this, but that's, he's got some balls. That's absolutely ludicrous. But that is quite a lot faster than the McLaren's supposed 250 mile an hour top speed. So I just don't know what's going on with that. Also this week, we've had some pictures, or a couple more pictures released for this week, last week, recently, of the Valkyrie. Now, the Aston Martin Valkyrie, that is their current sort of hypercar that is, in theory, coming out now. Whether it surfaces, I don't know. But they've taken deposits. They said they're going to build it. So let's just say it's coming. And the photos look mega. Google. It's just kind of the opposite of how I feel about the Speedtail. The Speedtail is this sort of mythical thing that's been built up and then it's been delivered. And then I kind of was like, oh, what have you done? I don't know. But the Valkyrie looks sick. That car is going to be, I don't care whether it's as fast as they say it's going to be. It's got like 1,000 horsepower V12 in it. It weighs not very much and it's got a ton of downforce. It's going to be the most unreal experience. Now, you can't compare those two cars because they're pitched at different markets. But it's just interesting how different manufacturers are taking things. And McLaren, I really just hope that the next car that you bring out actually looks really good from the start. Because McLaren make amazing cars. Like the 720S is a phenomenal car. The 675 LT is an amazing car. The 600 LT, it looks a little bit like a 570S with some Halfa bits put on it. But from all the reports I can hear from anyone that's driven one, says it's amazing. And it's the first McLaren that I've really thought, oof, that could be, that would be something I would buy. I don't know, I'd like it to look slightly different, but from a driving performance, the way it's set up, it just sounds like something that's really fun. One of the guys we're trying to get on the podcast at the moment is a guy called Ollie Webb, who's done a lot of time test driving these things, and I'm waiting for him to come on and then give me his 2 cents. But that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed my little chat. Let me know what you think. I might do more of these. I might not do more of these. I might just stick to doing interviews. I think when I started the podcast, I realized that I didn't quite realize the schedule that I'd sort of set, which was one a week, which, as you may have noticed, has dropped off, is actually very difficult to maintain if you haven't pre-recorded a bunch or really pre-planned. So I've sort of done some people that I've had access to, and then there's people that I've lined up, but calendars are not that easy to get together or get someone in London. So I'm trying to work out how to do it. I think we're going to do it via Skype for Ollie and a couple of other people. But if there's people you think would be really good, people that want to be on it, that might be interesting, or you think might be interesting, let me know. I think the best method, either email me info@sammorse.com. Or comment on an Instagram post. I'll see it. If it's one of the recent ones, I'll see that, or direct message me. But thanks very much for listening and hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.